Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good afternoon.
From the cloud these days.
From the cloud, yes.
Great to have you along. And we have by telephone with us a very special guest. His name is Jan Saxhaug, and he is working with the Department of Employment and Economic Development. And you're serving the northeast region of Minnesota, so you're probably headquartered up in Duluth, is that right?
That's correct.
Well, welcome to the show. Nice to have you along.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
So we thought it would be fun to talk a little bit about the economic impact of the craft beer industry, because it's kind of taken off like a shot in Minnesota, and I presume it's true up in your neck of the woods as well as around here.
Absolutely. Duluth has a pretty solid little cluster of breweries developing up here it's been a real boon to the local economy.
So you of course, in the nature of your work, you're looking at employment, and but I presume it has an economic impact in terms of employment and certainly the local economy, right?
Yeah, it sure does. I wouldn't say breweries and local craft breweries have become a huge employer at this point. But we're looking at about, if you look at covered employment, so breweries in the state that are operating under the unemployment insurance program, they're employing about 550 people throughout the state. And that's not even counting the many sole proprietorships that we have, or just the brewery in town that is owned by one person. So the employment numbers are actually a bit higher than that and looking to grow.
And then I would think that also in terms of just statewide output of, product, it's got to have an impact there too.
Sure, most of the beers produced in Minnesota at this point, with a few exceptions, are not distributed outside of the state.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the beer that's being produced in the state is being purchased and consumed within Minnesota. And you know, if you look at the 65 or so breweries spread around the state, and they're all attracting tourists and people searching out that beer, that's a pretty good economic impact when it comes to tourism and in the retail and wholesale side of the business as well.
It just seems like there's been this sudden explosion in microbreweries, and I can see what the attraction is, because it's like, it really is like wine. It's like going to the Napa Valley and trying all these different variations on something that's been carefully crafted. But mm-hmm. What is it that seems to have just set off this sudden explosion of microbreweries just lately?
Well, I think a big part of it here in Minnesota, kind of recently there's been some changes in statewide law. The Surly bill comes to mind a couple years ago. Surly is a big brewery in based out of the Twin Cities, and they spearheaded an effort to allow breweries to open tap rooms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now people can go straight to the source and try that beer right there. And that's kind of spawned, as you mentioned, kind of a tourism industry around it. So you can actually get on tours around the Twin Cities or around Duluth and go right to the source and try that beer.
Very cool. Thanks, Jan, so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Jan Saxhaug, our guest from the Department of Employment and Economic Development up in Duluth, Minnesota. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.